You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
Hello, Dolphin fans. You are listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily. I'm your host, Steven Masso, on this Wednesday, July 28th. Now, we have some interesting news in regards to cornerback Xavien Howard, who released a lengthy statement where he ends it by saying he wants to be traded. So we're going to be talking about that as well as the potential for a few landing spots and what we could expect to get in return if indeed the Dolphins meet that demand by trading Xavien Howard. We also have some minor notes from the press conferences that the Dolphins had yesterday afternoon, including coach Brian Flores, as well as defensive tackle Christian Wilkins, as well as others. And then Deshaun Watson is once again a headline in the NFL. He is being tied to the Miami Dolphins to some extent. That will be touched on briefly towards the tail end of today's episode. But first, we're going to begin with the news in regards to defensive back Xavien Howard, who released a lengthy statement yesterday afternoon, and I'm going to touch on it as briefly as I can. I think there are some valuable points throughout the statement, so I will read it in its entirety, but I'll try to go over it quickly. So he begins this statement by saying here, he says, "I've given my heart and soul to the Miami Dolphins franchise since they drafted me in 2016, and I want to make it clear that I love my teammates. They are my family, but what I've learned is that the business side of the NFL proves organizations don't always have a player's best interest at heart. My experience with the Dolphins the past few seasons has taught me that. In 2018, I signed an extension that I'll admit I didn't completely understand or feel comfortable with. I've played on that deal for two seasons and didn't complain, but everyone knows I've significantly outperformed that deal. I'm one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, and the tape backs up that claim. The assignments I'm given, shadowing the opposition's best player with little help, proves my value, my worth. Yet I'm the second highest paid cornerback on my own team, and it's not even close. I want to clear up a few misconceptions about my situation. My agent David Cantor and I have never once asked for a completely new contract. We wanted to work things out with the Dolphins and brought solutions to the table, like guaranteeing more money that we felt were win-wins for both sides. These were proposals of adjustments that wouldn't just make me feel more respected, but were also cap-friendly. But the Dolphins refused everything we proposed. That is why I don't feel the organization has dealt with me in good faith. I don't feel valued or respected by the Dolphins. Just like they can take a business-first approach, so can I. That's why I want to make it clear I'm not happy and have requested a trade. Until that trade happens, I am just here so I don't get fined and will handle myself like professionals do," close quote. So I don't think Xavien Howard requesting a trade here is going to come as a shock, but it's important to note people are very optimistic about the potential for them to get a new deal sorted out when they saw him entering the facility. This announcement, of course, came after that, later on in the afternoon, so him requesting a trade seems to be pretty set in stone at this point. So even though we've heard throughout the offseason from people like Brian Flores that they were hoping to get a deal done, I think it's better for us right now to approach this with the idea in mind that the Dolphins are going to move Xavien Howard. So the first question we must ask ourselves is, what could the Dolphins expect to get in return from trading Xavien Howard? The thing that has been thrown around a lot recently is that they would want two first-round picks, and a lot of beat writers have suggested the same thing. And I think people kind of get this idea because they look over at Jamal Adams, who got two first-round picks. They look over at Jalen Ramsey, and they say Xavien Howard, who played like a Defensive Player of the Year candidate last year, he definitely did, should warrant getting two first-round picks. Now, personally, I don't think the Dolphins are going to get that same haul in return. I think Jalen Ramsey had already proven that he was an all-pro talent by the age of 25. The same thing could be said about Jamal Adams. I think the potential for them to have been way much more was already on the table. The potential potential that they hadn't reached their true peak yet was on the table, whereas Xavien Howard is currently 28 years old, and he is definitely still in his peak. So he would still be an appealing candidate for a team that is in a win-now mind state right now, but I don't think he has that same kind of appeal for a team that is building towards the future. When you add on top of that he is somebody who has dealt with issues off the field, and then on top of that has also dealt with knee injuries throughout his career and hasn't necessarily been the best at staying healthy, I personally don't think the Dolphins would be able to get two first-round picks out of this, but a first-round pick and a little bit more I think is entirely realistic, but we will see how it pans out. Of course, if the Dolphins could get two firsts from Xavien Howard, I think a lot of people would be ecstatic with that. Now, the Dolphins are also kind of in this state, though, where they are in the mix for making a true playoff push. So at the same time, whereas draft capital is nice, getting a player in return would also be an appealing thing for the team to do. So to kind of talk about some of the potential moves they could make, the one that I've seen frequently the most on Twitter is people look at the Dolphins' need at the running back position, and they see a few teams that they would like to make a deal with. The first one that I've seen probably the most is people floating the idea, should we send Xavien Howard to Cleveland and ask in return for Kareem Hunt? Now, I think that's an awesome move because the way I look at Kareem Hunt, I think he is a top five running back. I just think he happens to be on a team that has another top five running back, but I do truly feel like Kareem Hunt is that good of a guy. I think what it would come down to is whether the Cleveland Browns really want to rock the boat and move away from him. Nick Chubb has had issues with staying healthy, and I think the team is extremely dependent on their ability to run the ball on the ground. So I don't know if the Cleveland Browns would necessarily want to shift away from keeping both of those guys, but if they do, I would be ecstatic with the idea of landing Kareem Hunt, who I do feel like is just a victim of not getting the volume that he truly does deserve. And now another team here that could be interesting, I think it's a little bit more far-fetched, but some people are saying this would make sense. I do think the Saints are a team that is a candidate here for being in the mix for Xavien Howard. Now, whether they give up a player or not to get him, that is still left to be seen, but I've seen people kind of floating the idea, should we ask for Alvin Kamara? I don't think the Saints would be willing to give up the guy who is currently the face of their franchise with Drew Brees retiring during the offseason, but the Saints right now are in a position where if they do in fact want to begin a rebuild, the running back position doesn't have a ton of value, and being able to get something and in return for Alvin Kamara, I think would be awesome. I think that would be the flashiest move that could be made, but in the same way that it is flashy, I don't know necessarily that it is the most realistic one. Now, the next landing spot here, somebody had me guess which landing spot I expect Xavien Howard to be at. At the end of the day, I would pick the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not sure how they would get the deal done, but I think the Dallas Cowboys have a need. He apparently liked a picture of him in a Cowboys uniform on Twitter. So I think it's entirely realistic that the Cowboys come away with Xavien Howard. It's just going to be a matter of what they do to get there. So if we want to stick to the whole strategy of them going with the running back, I think Tony Pollard plus a few picks would be interesting. I think Pollard, when he took over for Ezekiel Elliott on a few instances, matched his production or even did better than Elliott was doing last season. So that would be extremely interesting if you want to do the completely exciting move of the Cowboys trying to get away from that big contract that Elliott had. Maybe they were disappointed with the fumbles that he had last season and just generally him dropping off in terms of his production and trading away Elliott. That would be an interesting move. I think Elliott is an all-around great back who would be the best running back the Dolphins had since Ricky Williams, frankly, just because he works in all facets of an offense. So I think that would be exciting. But overall, I'm not sure what kind of approach the Cowboys would take. I just expect them to be in the mix here. Not sure if it's going to be a player, not sure if it's going to be draft capital. One guy that's kind of been frequently talked about anytime there's trade rumors with the Cowboys is wide receiver Michael Gallup. I'm, of course, a huge advocate of Gallup. I think he could be a wide receiver one if he was on a different team that didn't have so many mouths to feed. The Cowboys have a ton of talent at the wide receiver position, but when it comes to the Dolphins specifically, the Dolphins now, after acquiring Will Fuller, after drafting Jalen Waddle, after getting Albert Wilson back after opting out, I think they have a pretty talented receiver group, and I don't think they're necessarily urgently looking to fill this need by getting another wide receiver. So it'll be interesting to see if the Cowboys do inquire about Xavien Howard, how they intend to make a move to get him. Now, the next team here that's kind of in the mix, it might be one of those softball guesses that's a little bit easier to connect the dots with. It's the Arizona Cardinals, who could use Xavien Howard, but not only that, over the course of the last week, we've seen their star edge rusher Chandler Jones also say that he wants out of Arizona. Now, Chandler Jones did not play last season. He suffered a torn bicep in week 5. He only recorded one sack, but back in 2019, he had a monster season where he recorded 19 sacks. Chandler Jones is 31 years old. He is coming off of an injury. People have been suggesting a player for player swap. Frankly, I don't know if it's biased of me to say that I would hope the Dolphins could get a little bit more. But given his history with Brian Flores, I do expect there to be at least some interest here between the two teams, and maybe him going to Arizona wouldn't be too far-fetched to think. I do think with Chandler Jones suffering a bicep injury, which is way more significant in my eyes than anything Xavien Howard has had to deal with, I do think the Dolphins would need quite a bit more added to that haul, and it wouldn't just be a player-for-player swap like some of these news outlets seem to be suggesting. Now, other teams here that could be in the mix, you have teams like the Houston Texans with the whole rumors about a package for Watson. I guess if you're looking at that, that could make sense to some degree. Xavien Howard's also from the Houston area, I should say. So I guess if you're loosely trying to connect that, that could be interesting. The Philadelphia Eagles, who for years have had a terrible secondary, so you could look at that, them giving the Dolphins their pick back in exchange for Xavien Howard. That could be interesting. And then the last team I want to mention here, the Kansas City Chiefs, who would have to work some salary cap magic here, but I've seen very few teams that their fan base has clung onto one player the same way that Chiefs fans have clung onto Xavien Howard. They wanted him before he was drafted by the Dolphins, and then every time there were trade rumors between the Dolphins and Xavien Howard, I've seen Chiefs fans just begging for them to make a move for him. So just strictly because of that, I want to throw it out there. I don't think it's going to happen, but I've never seen a fan base cling to one guy like the Chiefs fans have with Xavien Howard. Now, to get into some of the quotes from the press conferences, one notable one, I guess, while we're still on the topic of Xavien Howard loosely here, Jerome Baker was talking about Xavien Howard, and he said he's not just a key guy on our defense. He's a great guy to be around. We're all just happy to be around each other again. There's energy in the building, especially with the new facility. Now, Jerome Baker also went on to talk about Myles Gaskin, and he said that my expectation for him right now is very high, and that goes off of his work ethic. It blew my mind how he was working on our day off. It shows who he is. When nobody's watching, he is working hard. And earlier, Myles Gaskin had an opportunity to talk about what he had been doing throughout the offseason, and he said he'd been eating better, he's been working on his body, stretching, doing Pilates, and just working to be more flexible and more durable. He just said that he is excited, and it seems to be that he is really embracing this new role of being a leader on this team, which is awesome to hear about. Now, Christian Wilkins also had some very interesting quotes to say. He said, quote, "It's a whole new year. We have to start over. Just because we had 10 wins, that doesn't mean anything. Last year's touchdowns, interceptions, tackle for losses, none of that transfers over." And Wilkins had also said that he is taking rookie Jalen Phillips under his wing, and he says that he has a chance to be pretty good. Now, for the last topic, I want to talk briefly about Deshaun Watson. I know it's a topic that 99% of people are very tired of hearing about, but Watson is once again dominating the headlines across the NFL, and there is some relevancy to the Dolphins. There are multiple reports out from different outlets all saying that the Dolphins are still kind of monitoring the whole situation in regards to Deshaun Watson. And on top of that, the Houston Texans said that they are willing to move away from Deshaun Watson, and the reported haul that they want in return is something like 3 first round picks and some players that could be starters. So, of course, Deshaun Watson has these very heinous allegations that have been pending against him for some time now. And there are reports saying that apparently there are a handful of teams that would be willing to take a quote unquote gamble on making a move for Deshaun Watson, I guess, while these claims are still pending. But I don't think that is a realistic thing for any team, let alone for the Dolphins, to be making. And I understood that while the idea may seem to have made more sense, I even talked about in an episode why it wouldn't be the worst idea, before all these allegations came forward, it was still a gamble at that point, but it was one that you could at least argue made sense. It might have been a gamble worth taking, but now with these allegations currently pending against him, it is beyond a gamble. That is no longer just a quote-unquote gamble at that point. Taking a chance on a guy who I think may not even play at any point again is risky enough, but even if he does, you're running the risk of a PR nightmare, you're running the risk of fans turning their backs on your organization, you're running the risk of the locker room being a mess and there being some sort of turmoil in that aspect. I just can't picture why any team would be urgently trying to make a move until these matters are resolved, and that's frankly as deep as I want to get on the issue. I don't want to deny the reports the Dolphins may still in fact be monitoring the situation, but I just find it very hard to believe that a team would be willing to take this just obscene level of a gamble on a guy with these very heinous allegations that are still being pending against him. So guys, that is how I'm going to wrap up today's episode. As always, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can do so. That is at Shady Steven. I do a Dolphins podcast. If you would like to hear more from me, that is on Twitter at Via The Source. If you'd like to check it out, that would be a tremendous help. If you haven't already, make sure to follow Dolphins Talk on Twitter. That is at Dolphins Talk. And for all your news about the team, you can go to DolphinsTalk.com and stay updated on everything in regards to the Miami Dolphins. Guys, it was a pleasure to be your host. Until next time, I'm Steve Amasso, and this was your DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.